Now for some news items. We hear about work starting on a £7 million hangar and possible development changes for an old bakery and the site of an old gas holder. We also hear of a call for a new exit from a large housing development and Norwich City being top of the Premier League for, wait for it, engaging fans. There's also news of a few of these fans being used in a television advert.
Work has begun on an ambitious project to create a £7 million hangar and workshop at Norwich Airport. It's going to be the size of two Boeing 737 aircraft. The new airside 54,000 square foot hangar and 15,500 square foot workshop is being built to accommodate the expansion of KLM UK Engineering Group, giving them more space to maintain, service and repair aircraft for customers worldwide. Details emerged of the complexity of the build, which has to comply with Civil Aviation Authority rulings and takes into account radar equipment, wind and navigation systems. Ian Yallop, chairman of London-based architect Stephen George and Partners, said, "The design of this type of project is very technical and requires a detailed knowledge of airport operations. CAA requirements are focused on safeguarding flights, and we had to think in a new way, working from the sky downwards and taking into account a range of variables, including radar requirements, wind shear, and navigation systems." KLM UK Engineering, which has been headquartered in Norwich for more than 40 years, currently has five heavy maintenance bays across three hangars at the airport.
A bid has been approved to change the use of 185 Drayton Road from retail to cafe or restaurant. The unit, which was most recently Draytonia Bakery, is bordered by Drayton Stores and another empty unit and is on the western side of the Drayton Road District Retail Centre. The plans, which were submitted by and to Norwich City Council, were approved on November the 14th. And while they said in one document that there is not a tenant in place to operate the proposed restaurant currently, in another they said a potential tenant is interested in taking on the lease but wishes to use the area as a restaurant cafe. A spokesperson for the council said income generation was a crucial part of our financial resilience as a council. Seeking the most valuable use of a property allows us to maximise our potential income from rental properties like these. The application triggered four letters of response, with one in favour of the scheme and three against. The one in support said that there had been parking issues in the area for 20 years, but added a new cafe is not going to make a huge amount of difference as I would expect it to have more of an appeal to foot traffic. Those objecting pointed largely to parking issues, though one person said the nature of a restaurant and its opening hours would cause disturbance through both noise and smell. A council officer said they believe the change of use would contribute positively to the vitality and viability of the area.
Calls are being made for a second exit from a large housing development to avoid a busy road. Norfolk County Council has proposed three options for a second entrance and exit from the Queen's Hills estate on the edge of Cossey near Norwich, according to County Councillor Tim East. But Mr. East, who represents the Cossey ward, said the options would end up on the A1074 Dereham Road that's used by commuters, residents and shoppers from the Longwater Retail Park. Mr. East is calling for the exit from the estate, which was built over 10 years ago, to avoid going directly onto the Dereham Road and to go via a separate road. Originally, the Queen's Hills estate was meant to have 1,380 homes, but it now has more than 2,000, according to Mr. East. Planning permission has been granted for 900 homes in Easton, and between 1,000 and 2,000 homes are being built off the Dereham Road. The councillor added that there was a need for a safe pedestrian crossing on William Frost Way, and he added highway improvements depended on grants and developer contributions. Graham Bygrave, Assistant Director of Highways and Waste at Norfolk County Council, said, we're still seeking funding for an additional link road to Queen's Hills, as set out in the Joint Core Strategy for Greater Norwich.
For more than a century, it loomed over Norwich, casting an unmistakable figure on the city skyline. However, the giant Victorian gas holder, which stood towards the base of Gas Hill, is no more, after a scheme to dismantle it was completed earlier this year. The 16-sided gas holder was dismantled by the National Grid as part of a scheme to put the site back into use, with the metal structure having been redundant for some time. The exact future use of the site remains unclear for now. However, a construction team remains on the site carrying out work to clear it. A spokesman for the National Grid said it is likely that there is going to be the need for further environmental assessment work to take place further down the line. Work to dismantle the enormous structure began last year, despite an 11th-hour bid from a Brundle-based developer to purchase the site and preserve them within a future housing project. Before the metal giant could be removed, the National Grid used a drone to capture the imposing figure for one last time, providing a rare bird's-eye view. The landmark's demolition was fought by civic watchdog, the Norwich Society, before the decision was made, and now the Society hopes any redevelopment will be sympathetic to the site's history. Paul Burrell, the chairman of the Norwich Society, said, "It was a great pity that they were taken down. We now have fewer and fewer physical reminders of our industrial heritage."
Norwich City are among the top 10 best clubs in England's top four divisions when it comes to fan engagement, according to a new study. The Canaries earn the seventh highest score out of 92 Premier League and EFL clubs in the first Fan Engagement Index, and they're the best ranked in the current top flight. The report, published by faninsights.co.uk, ranks clubs based on governance, transparency and dialogue, with the Carrow Road outfit scoring 135 points out of a possible 280. Kevin Rye, founder and director of faninsights.co.uk, told BBC Sport, "The reason Norwich City do well is because they have hardwired fan engagement into the way they run the club." Robin Sainty, Canaries Trust chairman, said, "It doesn't come as any great surprise. I would have expected Norwich to score very highly. Since Ed Balls became chairman, there's been a steady upward trend in the level of fan engagement, which was then continued by Steve Stone and now by the likes of Ben Kensel and Stuart Webber. I think it's well-deserved and it's very accurate." There has, however, been some discontent, with members expressing their anger over a new tiered membership system introduced in the summer, which many felt did not reward the loyalty and support of fans. "All you can ask for from a club is to be prepared to engage and put their hands up when they get it wrong, because they will. Nobody gets everything right all the time. Norwich City are no different."
A number of Norwich City fans have been given the chance to tell the world what supporting the Canaries means to them on national television. An 86-year-old who remembers watching City play the Metropolitan Police at Carrow Road and a recent cancer survivor have been included in an advert for Gasway, which will be broadcast on Sky Television. The advert, which has been produced by a Norwich-based film company, Tret Films, focuses on the way a shared love of football, in particular Norwich City Football Club, can bring its own kind of warmth. It features three stories of Canaries superfans, each with their own stories to tell, but one thing in common, yellow and green running through their veins. One of these is the Kraft family of Drayton, Justin, Miriam, Rhiannon and Benjamin, for whom supporting the club is a shared bond. Mrs. Crask, who grew up in Merthyr Tydfil in Wales, fell in love with the club after being taken to Carrow Road by her future husband in 1998. She said, It's something we all share as a family. My husband Justin is recently in remission after having cancer treatment, and when he was in hospital, he would always talk to other patients about football and have the commentary on whenever City was playing. Michael Burton of Diss first watched the Canaries back in 1946 and now is a regular in the 59ers lounge at Carrow Road. He said, when I first went, we would stand on railway sleepers. This was back before there were proper seats and stands. My first game was against Crystal Palace in 1946. The advertisement, which has a 30-second version and a longer 2-minute edit, also features fellow City fan Bitsy Cave. In the video, she says, "We all love and care and support each other. It doesn't matter what is going on anywhere else. We say, let's go to the football."